Hello. Hello.
Ab?
Hey.
Hello.
Did I catch you at dinner?
No, I actually just got back from a nice cigar walk.
Oh, too bad. I would have called you earlier.
Yeah. I was. I'm glad you didn't, because I went to phacotube.com, which I am wont to do when I go on my walks. And
good man.
I just listened to Jeff's last video. And
yeah, he's good.
Man, it was great. He is so good. He is so good.
He
that is
so
just. I'm telling you, Ab, with the censorship that is happening right now, and just, I mean, everything being decimated, and I know I sound like a broken record, but if people do not subscribe to phacotube.com, that's their loss. I have now, 450 subscribers on my channel. If there aren't 450 people also subscribing to PhacoTube, it's their loss, and I'm going to keep bringing that up, because it's just, you do such a nice job, and it's nice to just be able to know that I have a go-to, that if I just want to get a little bit smarter and, you know, kind of get some truth, a shot of truth, that all I have to do is go to PhacoTube and just kind of scroll through. And, you know, there are some things that are small bites that only take a few minutes to listen to. And then there's other, like Jeff's video that, so thank you for posting all of that stuff.
Oh, thanks for listening. Let's hope they don't take me down. I don't even know what server I'm on. I don't think I'm on Amazon. But...
I was wondering if you were on AWS. Or not.
No, I don't think so. No,
but,
I know. It's crazy how the left. It's crazy how they've turned this around on the right. It's amazing. It's so duplicitous. They've so inverted the whole story. It's amazing.
I know. That was a beautiful false flag they did. You know, I mean, just beautiful. And
I didn't even know.
You know,
I didn't even know they were going to use it as a false flag. I thought it was so weak. I didn't even see that coming when it was. It blows my mind.
Well, wait till the next one. I mean, this week with inauguration. I mean, it's going to include guns. They're going to have these Trumpsters who are going to bring out their firearms. And you know, some people are going to get probably fake killed. And
I heard that it's going to be an inauguration via Zoom. I didn't even think they're coming out.
you're more up to speed than I am, but I don't. That doesn't preclude there being all of these marches, these Trumpster marches, these dissenters, who are going to, be armed. And this is just, it's a playbook. And the timing is just right to be able to have something happen and then initiate legislation now that they'll have full control that'll come after the guns. I mean, it's self-evident to me. And I think maybe I read it on your blog, fakeologist.com/blog.
I think I read it there.
Or maybe it was John Rappaport basically saying, look, they're going to tax. They're going to come out with a tax and say, hey, look, you know, you need to let us know what you have, and we're going to have a firearms tax. And so they'll be able to, and if you don't, there's going to be consequences that if you don't do that and you're ever caught with them, there's going to be consequences that look a lot like gulags, I think.
Wow. I can't wait to see if the American people rise up. Without you guys, there's no hope in the world.
Dude, zero hope.
Oh, don't say that.
Not even 0.01%. I'm sorry. I just don't. I mean, my measure is those who are wearing masks. That's my measure of the people who are going to stand up for their rights. Nobody. Nobody. And those of us who do or will are going to be just easily, you know, quelched, I think. I mean, and
well, that's
just my own personal testimony. It's like I'm at the point right now. I'm like, look, you know, I see what's happening. I'm one person. I just posted in Telegram that, you know, I've arrived at the conclusion after going through, you know, a week of investigating this NOL process and realizing the people who have exacted liens on public offices are now serving, you know, a decade's worth of jail time. And so I'm sure as hell not going to place liens. I'll go through the process and I'll get my notice of defaults out, but I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole going all the way with that. It's like, who the fuck am I? I'm one person, you know, and I don't want to go to jail.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, I mean, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I think these guys won. I mean, they own all of media. They own everything. Corporations are in control. Everyone has just been so successfully brainwashed, and they have relegated any dissenters to the proverbial little kids table. I mean, it's literal. It's all of the anyone who's a Trump supporter, anywhere they fled, Parler or anywhere, I mean, gone. Twitter, gone. So where are we going to get our information? Where are we going to get...
Hello?
Driver to...
Hello?
And God bless you. I hope that you're able to continue to find content out there to be able to post, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, where do we go?
Well, we're on Telegram. I hope they don't own that, too, but I wouldn't be surprised if they flushed that down the toilet in 2 weeks.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Me too. And anybody out there who, and this is a public service announcement, anyone out there who gets sucked into,
Bella?
Hey, do you support, sorry about that, Ab, it's probably me.
No, it might have been me. Somebody called me on the regular phone. Yeah. Yeah, well, Parler was definitely Parlay, which I think is a chess kind of move or a card move, and that was a honeypot through and through. I have no doubt about that. That to me seems, I think they put that out for as bait, and I think that was fantastic.
Probably.
How that works. Well, I didn't sign
yeah.
up because I wanted my phone number. And
I know.
I said, forget it. That was an easy one
to skip. Right.
Yeah.
So where do we go, man?
Fakeologist.com. As long as they don't attack my server host, Fakeologist.com. You can go there, man. You're there. Enjoy. Use it. Telegram. Everyone's over on Telegram. I've created folders in my Telegram because there's so many channels now. You have to sort them out. Otherwise, you're going to be overwhelmed. So I've got folders going. I didn't even know they had folders. So we got that going. There's lots of places. There's email lists. There's all kinds of places. Let's not despair. The internet is... I'm fine with it. Shut YouTube down. Shut Twitter down. Cut your throats, guys. Go for it. I don't care. You're gone.
It's going to be one giant echo chamber. And
yeah, but it probably
did you
was
see that?
Anyway. It probably was anyway.
Did you see that picture I posted of the woman when I went to the dentist this morning?
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe. I put wow on that. That blows my. That's the level that you're dealing with.
I mean, did you see her body language? When I came in and sat down, they came up to me to do my temperature, you know, and I, of course, was with a mask, and I had my lanyard out in full view, and they came to take my temperature, and I waved it off, and I said, I took my temperature at home. I'm good. And then
did you video that? I just saw a picture. Did you?
No. I just brought out my phone when she turned her back on me. I didn't video it. It's just I'm like, okay. I got to get a picture of her. Of her turning her back on me, but it was like, but man, they escorted me back immediately because they saw her and they're like, oh, we got to get him back to a room because, you know, he's making her uncomfortable. But that is just the beautiful picture of their success right there. It's like,
I went for
my cigar walk. And, you know, I know I joke about parting the sea, the Indian Sea, but it's not just it's like every person I came across, every person was wearing a mask and they went off the trail, off the sidewalk to avoid me. I mean, every single person, probably I ran across 20 people on my walk. All of them went off the sidewalk into the grass. Did the letter D. They just did a U, you know, UE.
Hey, I meant to ask you. That happens to me too. Why do we, is it because we stay on the sidewalk or we don't make a motion to get off? Because everyone walks around me too. What is the protocol for who gets onto the grass?
Well, I know that I'm not going. I'm in the no you move mode. You know, I hug the right side of the sidewalk like a normal human being would in America.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. Yeah, that's what I do,
yeah.
Too, yeah.
I mean, that's
but they always
like driving down the road. Yeah, they just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. One out of 20 will walk by me on the sidewalk. The other 19 go around. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's kind of depressing, you know, when you're, I just want to, and it's like, I guess where I'm at right now is it's almost like, and I hate saying this out loud, it's almost like the fight in me is just, I'm just like in off fuck it mode, like fuck it, you know, fuck it. I'll stay on my walk. I'm just, society is just, you know, disintegrating right before me. And people are really that afraid. I feel sorry for them. You know, I was going to walk up to these two girls in the gym who were just fully masked up. They're probably about 20 years old. And I was ready to say, you know, are you open for some, you know, feedback or a little bit of education. And in my mind, I was going to lie. And then I decided, no, I'm not going to lie, you know, but I wanted to say, hey, you know, my wife's a pulmonary, you know, oncologist. And you know, the number one admission into hospitals is bacterial pneumonia. And you know that when you don't need to wear that and you shouldn't wear that. I mean, and I just thought, fuck it. You know, fuck it. And I walked out. I'm like, okay, well, if Uncle Lod's given up the ghost on this, you know, my ulterior person, persona, I don't know, dude. It's depressing. I hate to be a downer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I won't be a downer.
Well, my mother, who's not talking to me about any of this, she called me yesterday. And she told me to stop my research because I sent a couple videos to my dad that some of them were a little too cute for me, but I didn't really vet them too well. And she just said, if the FBI is going to start looking for me and I better stop. And I'm in danger. And yeah, it's, what got to her, I think the whole thing where they're not letting Trump guys on airplanes and no fly list and and all this cancel culture is going on right now with regards to anyone that is associated with Trump. I can see that is kind of scary, and that spooked the hell out of her.
Wow. Wow.
What do you?
Well, I have at a good place in my mind, which is it's almost like, you know, when you're an alcoholic, you just have to surrender to it at some point and just say, you know, it's bigger than me. You know, it's just I can't control anything but myself and my I just can't, you know, take that next first drink. And I kind of apply that same mindset to everything that's going on, which is I can't control other people. I can't argue anyone into, you know,
no.
common sense.
No,
I
no.
can't. And so it's like, why try? It's just, I, you know, live life and try to find other like-minded people. And that becomes, you know, your new family.
Yeah.
Every, what else do we do? It's like, good comes from dialogue with people who are brainwashed.
They're nowhere near our level. You can't deal with them. You shouldn't waste your energy. That's why we talk. We get a little boost from each other.
Yeah.
It's positive. If we have to start our own community, I'm willing to relocate. I'm okay with it. I know I still can't believe it's happening, and I know that's probably what the Germans all said. And that did end eventually, but this one might not end the same way. So if we can find a place, if there's enough of us, but then we're a target. That's why the Jews didn't want to go to Israel. They didn't want to be, number one, give everything up, and then be in the middle of the desert, and third, be a target in all in the same place. Most did not want that. That's why they had to be forcibly or bribed to go there today. I still think it's not a great idea to all be in one place. I think it's better to be spread all over. And underground in a way, but anyway.
Yeah. It's but man, it's like Jeff, you know, nailed it when he said in his video that what's going to happen is, you know, because the Druid Babylonian bastards, you know, they have a get out of paying Social Security free card, which is kill all the old people. But what's going to happen is they're going to give them this vaccine, and people are going to die, and they're just going to blame it on COVID. An outbreak,
I know.
You know, and then it's just going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy to where that's just going to feed the beast, say, see, lockdowns are important. You know, people are dying. This is real. You know, shun the dissenters. Do like that woman did in the photograph, and you should take that photograph and do something with it on fakeologist.com because
I will.
You know,
I will do that. I'll do that. Maybe you can make a comment on it when I post it. Post your Telegram. I'll just post the whole thing that you put up and then leave it like that. That's good. Yeah, I'll do that. Don't worry. Yeah, that's pretty depressing.
But,
bad.
But that's where it's going. So the next couple of months is going to be really, really interesting. I mean, think about it. If literally people just start dying like crazy, that's still not going to wake everyone up, Ab.
I know. I hope you're wrong about that. I really hope you're wrong about that. I hope Jeff's wrong. That's pretty gross. Pretty awful.
Yeah. Well, but you know, when you listen to those physicians who were talking about what this vaccine does to you physiologically, you know, the only thing I didn't like is their paying homage to viruses being real. You know, and so they kind of lose me there, which still boggles my mind how, but I guess it doesn't really. I mean, when the Rockefellers have owned, you know, medical education for over a century.
Listen, I don't believe any of the mechanism, the mRNA, I think that's all just science fiction that they're talking about. I don't think they can do any of that. I don't think, if they wanted to just put some slow-release arsenic or old-fashioned poison in the needle, that I would believe. That I would believe. Now, if they could find a way to hide it, not make it detectable, that I can believe. If it's slow-release, if it's just you can get really sick if you get a really tiny dose of arsenic. And I don't know if you can detect it. You know, the arsenic and old lace. The old lady was poisoning people, and nobody could figure out why. So, I think all those things are completely possible. Now, could you break open a vial and then easily test for these toxins? Well, probably, but they're relying on the idea that no one's going to break open a vial and test for toxins. They all think it's got some magic mRNA computer wizardry in it, which is completely unbelievable to me. To me, it's science fiction. They might think that's, I think it's just, if they're going to kill people off, it'll just be a slow release poison. And again, if it's arsenic, they could give you a dish and then you go for your booster and maybe that polishes you off. I don't know.
There could literally be something in there that does screw with your biology. I mean, I don't know. All I know is I'm not taking it. That's it. End of story. And I cannot force anyone else, even in my immediate family, to, you know, arrive at the same conclusion. I really think my wife and my 17-year-old, they're both of the mindset that they aren't going to take this vaccine, but my daughter, we prepaid for a trip for her to go for this travel for teens program this last year. She was going to go to Africa, and that got all canceled because of all of this shit. Well, it's rebooked for this coming year, and my wife talked to Vlada, and you know, you have to be totally updated with your vaccines to go.
Oh yeah.
And my daughter said, I don't want to take the vaccine. I don't want to go. So I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit if we're going to lose, you know, we'll probably lose 50% on the trip. But who cares?
Go look at that HPV vaccine video. I think it was in your group.
Oh
God,
I saw it.
Even if it's fake, I know people. It's still bad. I think that easily. Yeah, I still think that type 1 diabetes is a vaccine injury. I'm pretty sure it's autoimmune. I know that.
I agree with you. It's crazy.
So we got hit. To me, we got hit. We got it. We got damaged. We got injured. And it's the same old. Oh, we have no idea what causes this. Sure you don't. Yeah, I think you do. I really do.
I'm working on my part two to my 50 responses to why aren't you wearing a mask, and so. I take walks and I add entries all the time, just shit that comes to mind. So this is the one I wrote on today's walk because masks are conditioning for mandatory vaccinations, and I study vaccine injury reports. Have you ever wondered why the manufacturers have been indemnified and are not liable for vaccine damages? I mean, obviously I'm not going to say that out. I'm just doing it for the education of getting people to think when I post this, you know, but these are facts, you know, just kind of positioned in an answer to why aren't you wearing a mask. It's just trying to make point after point after point after point that there may be something in there that just makes someone say, you know, it's all we can do at this point in time.
Well, if the vaccines are really as they're described, they're not vaccines. They're drugs. So they're misclassified off the start, and therefore they should not get this exemption to liability, and they should also not be allowed to be fast-tracked under the emergency order because they're not actually vaccines. So they're even lying and screwing around with that.
Yeah. Good luck with beating that one back, brother.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Well, we're trying. You know what? We might help 30 people in the world, but that's 30 more than the guy next door did. So that's the way I look at it.
That's right.
All right,
dude.
I even started to eat my dinner now. Sorry, one more last thing.
Okay.
Well,
I was just going to make the comment that, you know, I'm a dog person, and I just started thinking today, too. I'm like, why the fuck am I giving vaccines to my dogs?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. Why?
Like, yeah, I'm going to stop. But unfortunately, you can't get them groomed or whatever if you don't have your – but Jeff said he pays off his veterinarian –
Are you?
When
you go to the groomer, they make you prove you vaccinated the damn dog?
Oh yeah, you have to have your vaccine. It's like where it's heading for all of us, that you can't shop unless you have your vaccine report updated.
So the dog,
yep.
The dog vaccine passport is more advanced than the human being one. You got to be kidding me. That's crazy.
Nope. You know, it's honey, I'll just put in the tip. That's how they condition us. You know, they get you used to it with your dogs, and then all of a sudden they bring the hammer down on you. That's why I posted that I'm fully open to the fact that I'm going to have to withdraw from society in many ways. And you know what? It is what it is. All right,
wow.
I'm getting reverb, dude, and you're hungry, so go eat.
Take care.
Talking with you.
Take care, bye.
See ya.